Well, there are more indications that wages in Australia are failing to keep up with the increasing costs of living. Despite the acceleration in inflation in recent months, data collected by the Bureau of Statistics shows that household incomes are growing at the slowest rate on record. Business reporter Pat McGrath says it's a trend which economists expect will continue.
Australia may have emerged from the global financial crisis with an average household income among the world's highest, but Ben Phillips from Canberra University's National Institute for Social and Economic Modelling says there's a shift underway in our standard of living. He's been doing the sums on how much Australians earn and how much they spend.
We get incomes data from the ABS, and we get the consumer price information from the ABS, and we add into that things like interest rates. And we look at the overall standard of living equations. Basically, you've got incomes and you take away the costs and you end up with an equation for standard of living.
On the most recent comparable data from the final 3 months of last year, living standards have gone backward. While consumer prices increased by 0.71% during that quarter, household incomes went up by only 0.1%.
So that's filtered through from effectively a weaker economy, a weaker labour market, and also not receiving the sort of export prices that we used to receive going back a few years ago. So you've got strong inflation from areas like the service sector, so things like primary school education, electricity, gas, and those sorts of items, and wages are not quite keeping up with those prices.
So how do we account for this? I mean, surely it would seem to meet expectations that if prices are going up, that would flow through to higher wages, wouldn't it?
Not always, no. What we've seen in Australia over the past 20 or so years has been an incredibly strong economy. We've generally had fairly good productivity growth, and we've had an incredible mining boom. So we've had effectively a few free kicks there, particularly from, say, the mining boom. But also keep in mind that we're now a global player and have been for many years. So what that means is that to a large extent we have to accept the prices that we import, and roughly about 40% of the goods that we buy are imported goods. So there's not a lot of choice we have with those prices sometimes.
The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, will put the cost of living on the agenda during a speech in Sydney tonight. He'll announce a timeline for the release of the findings from the government's Commission of Audit. And Joe Hockey's expected to highlight the threat that growing government debt poses to living standards of future generations. But Ben Phillips says the link between government debt and the cost of living remains unclear.
It certainly is true to say, as the Treasurer would suggest, that if we have a high debt today, we have to pay that off, and that has to be paid off in the form of higher taxes tomorrow, effectively. And by tomorrow, I mean next year, the year after, and years to come. So it certainly does, but that impact is likely to be down the track. And need to keep in mind that the debt in Australia, the government debt, is still relatively low compared to other countries. And certainly very low compared to, say, private debt, which is many, many times larger than government debt. So it's household debt that would be probably more of an issue than what government debt would be in terms of a cost of living issue.
A key measure for household income is the Bureau of Statistics Wage Price Index. Professor David Peets from the Department of Employment Relations at Griffith University says that figure fell to its lowest level on record in the December quarter.
The labour market's pretty weak at the moment. We've seen an increase in trend unemployment up to around 6% most recently. So that's taken a lot of the steam out of the labour market. We don't really have a strong unionised sector. Certainly union members will still get higher wage increases than non-members, and that's evident in the enterprise bargaining figures. But overall, there's not the strength there that there used to be. There's a weak labour market, and so there's really no upward pressure on wages growth at the moment.
So it's a combination of employers not offering higher pay and workers not asking for it.
I'm not sure the workers aren't asking for it, but it's another question as to whether they're able to actually succeed in getting it. That's another matter altogether. That depends on their bargaining strength, and when you've got unemployment going up, then workers' bargaining strength goes down.
Professor David Peets from Griffith University ending that report from our business reporter Pat McGrath.